You're listening to the pilot episode of my show. At the time of this recording, I still haven't come up with a proper title for this show. I mean, I don't know how long this is going to go on for. This could very well be the first and very last episode. And each time I'll bring on a guest, a special guest, whose identities will be concealed. It's going to be a informative, funny show, just a bunch of friends just talking over the phone. So, without further ado, our very first guest.
Okay, on the line we have our very first guest. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. For the sake of protecting your identity, before the show, I told you to come up with an alias for yourself. So please do introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Regina Falangi.
Okay.
I am a psychiatrist.
I never told you to, I never asked you to change a job. Is that okay?
I am protecting my identity like you asked me to.
And you are a world-renowned psychiatrist,
Yes,
right?
I am a psychiatrist. I'm 30 years old.
And you're, oh, you sound about 30. Okay.
Yes, thank you. And I'm working in New York at the moment.
Okay, so we're, so what's the time there?
It's 8 a.m.
8 a.m. So
Yeah.
we're live in Worcester Park at it's about
You don't have to expose me like that.
nine
Rude.
26 and 9:26.
Whatever. Carry on.
Well,
Move on.
it's about 8 a.m. in New York, I guess, in the
Yeah.
Big Apple. Before we begin, just a quick thing, just a quick first impressions chat, should we say? So I think it was about 3.5 years ago that when I first met you.
No, I'm sure it was
Was
way
it
before. I think it's been like 5 years now.
5 years before, right? This is
Yeah.
back when you were just starting up as a junior psychiatrist
Yes.
in New Jersey, and I was just there
New
visiting
York, New
in
York.
New York, yes,
Yeah.
in Manhattan, right? And I was just visiting, and I just ran into you on the street, and that's how it all began, right?
Yeah.
So
I do remember.
do tell us what your first impression was of me.
Well, there I was waiting in line to get a hot dog
Okay.
on the street,
As you do, yeah.
and yes, and I hear the scream like, "Catch this guy!" And I see you running,
Okay.
50 miles per hour,
50
holding a
miles per
bag,
hour. Wow, okay. Okay, very realistic.
holding a lady's bag.
Okay.
So yes, I did. Your first impression wasn't that great, but then
Okay.
we got to speak after you were caught.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't the friendliest, to be
Well,
honest.
I was in jail, to be fair. I was in the best of mood
Yes,
when you came to see me to defend me as a
as an
lawyer,
attorney,
as an
yes.
attorney, right?
I mean, you weren't the friendliest, and I tried to do my best, as I do.
Okay.
I don't think I was that friendly either. It was,
You
yes, I
are,
mean,
you
usually
are.
I'm a very friendly
You
person.
are, yes, but not at first sight, I must say. I must say some part of the story is actually indeed true.
I think we both had some of these like preconceptions with each other.
Really? Okay.
Do you not agree?
I think I do. I think I remember being in the car with you, and you were just talking all this nonsense about Marvel, and you were
I'm
like,
sorry, I'm sorry. Yet I am still confuzzled about this nonsense.
You were
How
ranking
can you how
you're ranking the Marvel superheroes from best to worst. You're giving your weekly top 10 ranking in the car.
Marvel is a piece of art.
That
It
was
should be dealt with very carefully and with a lot of respect.
okay. I think we've dedicated enough time on the subject of first impressions already.
Yes.
Just so you know, my palm's actually sweating right now. I'm holding this phone up, and there's
Oh,
like
you're
beads of
getting
sweat. I'm
nervous.
getting nervous. I'm talking to a great psychiatrist of world renowned, and I have for you, just for you, prepared just a short list of questions to ask
Okay.
you for that for the millions of viewers. Sorry,
And
millions
please let the viewers know that you
listeners,
have not
listeners.
given me the questions beforehand.
I did give you a bit of a cheat sheet beforehand, not gonna lie.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I gave you a full list of questions I was gonna ask you, but then I completely changed my mind. And you being a psychiatrist, you should know that I do change my mind more often than
you
not.
I do,
right? And I completely whitewashed the questions and came up with these great list of 253 questions I'm going to go through with you one by one.
253 questions.
You ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they short answer questions or do I have to elaborate?
It's all up to you. It's all up to you. There's going to be a full 253 to go through anyway, so it's up to you.
Great.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good, right? So let's start with this one. What would your perfect day be like? That's a great question.
My perfect day, would be out in the garden.
Okay.
With a gin and tonic, okay. With 3 cubes of ice.
Very detailed. Yes.
Reading my favorite book.
Uh huh.
And then listening to the radio in my bikini, and then jumping into the pool in my back garden.
Jesus. Okay. I just had to stop imagining from the point you mentioned bikini.
In my perfect day, I would have the perfect body as well.
Okay, so this is okay.
This is all imaginary.
It's all imaginary, right? Okay, is this in your mansion in New York or somewhere else? You're thinking
this would be in my villa in Sevilla.
In Sevilla, and knowing that you've actually been to Sevilla, right?
Yes.
I do know that you know what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
And I do know that you love your GNT.
Yes.
On a perfect day, would that be your favorite drink?
It really depends on the weather, but I would, out of all the mixer drinks, I would prefer a GNT.
Uh huh. Okay. Okay.
It's nice and cold, you know.
Nice and cold.
Very light, refreshing.
Okay. Got ya. Carrying on in this theme of perfect day. When are you the happiest? Bit of a general question, but when are you at your best, your happiest?
I don't know. A lot of girls, this might be a sweeping generalization.
Okay.
But a lot of girls may agree with me that when I am happiest is
when you just ate.
Yes. when I am super hungry.
Yeah.
And I've ordered some food.
Okay. Okay.
And when the app tells me that the delivery guy has arrived, I think that is the peak of my happiness.
Okay. All right.
It's not even when I'm eating the food. It's like when I know it's arrived.
When you know it's coming. Oh, when you know it's arrived. That exact moment when it's arrived.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what would that food be? What are you thinking?
Oh, right now.
I mean, you've just eaten, right? So
I have. But it would be Chinese. A Chinese takeaway.
Really? Is that so?
Yes. I'm feeling Chinese right now, so.
Okay.
It's very biased.
I think you're reaching out to the millions of Chinese listeners, you know, listening at home. I think you're trying to appeal globally here to.
And I don't wanna make them angry by saying I love black bean sauce, but yes, I do love a good black bean sauce.
Okay, well that's a good way to alienate all your other global fan bases, the ones in New York in particular, as well as.
I do love pizza, guys. I love pizza.
She loves all food of all ages, races. Yes. Okay, that was a good one. There was like 3 separate questions in that one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell you the truth, I found this really good website, and it says 253 good questions to ask on a podcast. So, that's what I'm going through right now. And here's one. Okay, that's quite a current one. What's the best thing that happened to you during the past week?
During the past week?
Yeah. Amidst this terrible lockdown situation. What have you found joy and relief in?
Ooh, that is quite difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a night in my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
We were having dinner and I was helping my friend's boyfriend for some video editing.
Okay.
Because that is another side job that I do.
Okay.
And we ended up playing quizzes on Sporkle.
Sporkle? Is that some sort of an app?
Oh, you don't know this?
Have I played this with you? I don't think I did.
Sporkle is a website with millions of quizzes based on anything that you could ever think of.
Oh, right.
So there are loads of football quizzes, there are movie quizzes, music quizzes, and everything.
Oh, okay.
And we spent just hours on it playing Guess the Film from the posters.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And yeah, so I really, really enjoyed the time that I spent there. Past week.
That's a good product placement right there. Please go visit, what is it, Sporkle?
Sporkle.com, yes.
Sporkle.com for some endless hours of entertainment, in-house entertainment with your loved ones. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, here's a good question. Here's something about you, right? So what's the first thing you notice about a person?
I think that is a good question.
I know. I asked
it. Because there are so many elements to what I think I notice first, but I think the first thing I notice is their posture.
Ooh, never heard that one before. Someone's posture. Okay. Yes. So what is your ideal posture of a person when you meet them?
Well, I do find confident posture more attractive.
I think you've told me this before, I think, actually.
Yes, I think we have discussed it before, yes.
Because obviously I have a pretty bad posture, right?
Yes,
people do say that I have a bent back of a kind of.
You've got the curved back, the left arm kind of.
I do have the curved back, yes.
With the turtleneck.
With the turtleneck, yes. Okay, so yeah, I think that's how this conversation initially came about. That you notice.
I think it's very important that when you see someone, you're either going to be either sat down or stood up or walking.
Yeah.
And it's the way the posture really represents who they are and what they think of themselves mentally as well, and what kind of mental state they are in.
Yes, I agree. That's some real expert opinion from a great psychiatrist right there.
Yes, I do study
average posture there, Regina, if that is your real name.
Yes, Regina Falangi,
30-year-old psychiatrist. Are you married or are you single? What's this?
I am divorced.
Of course you are. Of course you're divorced. How many times, if you don't mind me asking?
Three times.
Jeez. Yeah. And with any kids you got?
No kids.
Okay.
No, I don't like to keep things hanging.
Okay.
I would like kids later on.
Okay. I'm not gonna ask you how many kids you want, because I don't really care. If I'm being honest. You can have as many as you want. Here's a generic question: if you could have lunch or dinner with one person, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh.
Such a generic question.
I would love to have dinner with Alexander Hamilton.
Oh my god. Yeah, okay, yeah. The musical, right?
Well, yes, the musical was based on the real life person, Alexander Hamilton, a co-founding father of America.
Okay, what do you have in... What do you want to talk about with him then?
I would like to know. So, for the people who have seen the film Hamilton,
the film,
the musical.
Okay, the musical.
Apologies. Yeah.
Okay.
The musical Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And there, the character gets married to one of the sisters, the Schuyler sisters, right?
Schuyler sisters.
And he gets married to the second Schuyler sister called Eliza.
Okay. It's a beautiful name.
Yes, but in the musical, they portray Angelica, the first sister, to fall in love with Alexander before they get married.
Ooh,
but
drama.
Because she is the firstborn, she needs to get married to someone very rich.
Okay.
And she needs to take care of the family, so which is why she chooses not to get married to Alexander Hamilton, because he's poor and he's an orphan.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that. So, right. Okay.
So she gives, well, she doesn't give, but she takes steps back and let Eliza get married to Alexander. But yeah. in the musical, this kind of platonic love that Angelica has with Alexander doesn't end until he dies.
Yeah.
But also in the musical, Alexander has like this special feelings for Angelica.
Okay.
And it's not portrayed as love or lust.
So he loves both women. Is that what you're saying?
This is what I would like to ask him in person.
Ah, what were your actual feelings towards Angelica?
Yes, and what was your relationship like?
Uh huh. So this entire musical is based on a very true story, then.
Yes, it is based on all the true events that happen.
Okay. Okay.
And it's how America is what it is right now.
Hmm. Okay. Well, to start with, I didn't realize Hamilton co-founded America. I thought it was just George Washington on his own.
Of course not. No, Hamilton wrote the whole Constitution.
The Constitution of America.
Yes.
Can you name me what your favorite Constitution?
I do not know any. I'm so sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Thou shalt not kill.
You've been reading the Bible recently, haven't you?
No, the land of the free, the house of the brave. Be brave and free. I think that was the first. Yeah, okay, great person. Very unusual answer. I think everybody who's listening in would be interested in watching Hamilton the musical.
Everyone watch it.
Yeah.
Great.
Something Regina has seen twice now, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, twice in a short span of time, I must say. With two different boyfriends as well.
Okay, scrap that out.
No.
I have seen neither with my boyfriend.
With her two ex-husbands. Do you have any guilty pleasures?
Guilty pleasures? Could you give me an example?
Everyone has that song or movie that they secretly love.
This is going to be quite embarrassing, but I love Conan.
Conan?
Yes.
Conan the...
The detective.
The detective cartoon series.
Yes.
I mean that's a great series. It's it's something I still watch when I go back to Korea. You know when?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I go home. I go to my Airbnb. I sit back. You know, I roll up the Tooniverse channel, and you know, there it is. You know,
Yongtamjong Conan. What a lot of people don't know is that they actually still make films on Conan.
Yes, they do. They do.
And it comes out every, 2 years or so, and the film is absolutely amazing.
Oh, so you've been following all the films?
Of course, it's incredible.
Ah.
The films it's incredible. You need to watch it.
Isn't it a bit strange that the boy never grows, though? Didn't you ever find that a bit strange? He's always tiny.
I always felt that the whole series is actually set in, like a very short span of time, for like a year or something. So although this has been going on for like many, many years, I think the whole series is actually set like where the time isn't moving as fast.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I like the bit where he blows on the watch thing. I love his watch with the sting thing. Yeah. Okay, Conan. Ooh. There's so many unusual answers I'm getting here. I'm just switching things. For the female listeners, I mean, there's obviously thousands, you know, listening in, tuning in every week. They're very curious about their, you know, they did put a lot of time and effort, you know, investing in themselves, caring about themselves. So just a quick thing, like, tell us your Regina Phalenge's skincare routine. Real quick.
Oh, skincare routine. Actually, I don't like to brag, but I don't have a huge skincare routine, but
you do have great skin. You do have great skin, I must say.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Bit tanned.
Naturally olive skin, yes.
Yeah, yes, very olive, that's the word.
But what I do is I try to put on a face mask once a day.
Once a day?
Yes, of course.
That's a big commitment.
One face mark a day. But it's really easy because it's one of those like fabric skin masks. It's not something that you have to wash off.
Yeah.
What is a must is sun cream.
Mm.
Sun cream is a must.
It is a must. I've been wearing it for the past month now. I'm already feeling better, feeling great, better skin.
Really?
Oh yeah. You know, fewer pores, smaller pores. That's important.
For
guys as well. Yes. I mean,
that's something that I have definitely not noticed.
that's because the first thing you notice about somebody is their posture. You don't notice something about their skin. You don't really look at my face anyway. So
what would that's know? True.
Yeah. Well, not really a good judge of my skin there. And yeah. So you would normally put this on before you go to bed, like nighttime?
Yes. Okay. In the evening.
Oh, in the evening, okay. And then, so what time did you go to bed last night?
Last night I went to bed at 7. I naturally just fell asleep on my chair.
You fell asleep on your chair, sitting down in a terrible posture?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, that goes against everything that I've believed in, but yeah, that did happen.
Well, you fucking hypocrite. Okay. Everything about
yourself, aren't you?
Everything. No. I've got kids listening, and I need to bleep. I'll bleep it out. You can swear as much as you want. I mean, you're
a
fully grown, independent, 30-year-old New York woman. You can.
I'm not much of a swearer, though.
Really? Okay. Well, what's your boyfriend like?
He's very kind.
Okay.
He's actually a footballer.
I heard he's amazing at football, actually.
He plays.
I have seen him play. I have seen him play in person, and I played alongside him. I was the goalie, and he played up front. We played in a diamond position, three at the back.
Oh, this must be when he was playing for charity. He usually goes to like small towns and plays with like disabled people for charity.
Yes. So when I was playing with him for Real Madrid, we did visit a lot of these small towns, like Worcester Park, and we went to play these kids. These malnourished kids, right? You know,
malnourished.
Well, you said disabled. You can't say disabled.
Okay, well, you can't say malnourished.
You're offending hundreds of disabled kids tuning in.
You just said it yourself.
What? Okay.
You're gonna cut this out.
I'm not quite going.
I guess not.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's a great boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you and and all your future endeavors.
And how are you with your girlfriend, may I ask?
Oh, I prefer not to speak. I like to keep my private life private.
That's good.
I like to keep my listeners guessing, you know, keep them guessing like, oh, does he ever... I mean, he's got a lovely voice and everything. Does he have a lovely girl by his side as well? You know, I like to keep my audience, you know, kind of...
Ladies out there, he is available.
Well, you don't know that by the time this airs, you know, whenever that might be.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, are you a clean or messy person? And you don't have to answer this. I already know the answer to this. You are probably the messiest person I know.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, this is true. I have several people that can vouch for this as well. So I think you should just... Shut up.
Okay, I think we need to get something clear. There is a big difference between being messy and being dirty. I think of myself as messy, yes. I mean, I hoard. I'm a big hoarder. I don't have a lot of space in my small one-bedroom apartment.
I heard you hoard, like, those tissues that you just ran your nose on, like, blew your nose on, and you keep them by your side, like, by your bed, and then you keep them overnight, and it's disgusting. That's one account, anyway.
Well, I'm sure secretly a lot of people do that. Can I also just tell you an interesting thing about this?
Okay.
Sure. You know when you go on holiday?
Yeah.
And and either you arrive at your hotel or your Airbnb, there are two types of people in this world.
Okay.
There are people who take out all of their belongings in their bag and make their hotel room as homely as it possibly can.
That's one way of enjoying a holiday, I suppose, yeah?
Yes. For me, I am on the other side. I actually keep every single one of my belongings in my bag until the end of the holiday.
Yes, thank you so much.
There are very different two types of people. I know as a fact that I have a friend who
mm-hmm.
who likes to say she is quite clean, but I've seen otherwise.
Okay.
But she actually is kind of like a turtle. Like she carries
she looks like one.
Her whole house. Jeez. And we go on holiday together.
Probably
and she
weighs the same as well. Yeah, yeah.
That comment was just distasteful.
Okay.
But yeah, she completely lets out all of her belongings into this strange room that she's going to spend for 2 days.
Ah.
I just do not understand.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be biased. I'm totally on your side. I am also somebody who likes to keep everything in the baggage, in the yes. carriage bag.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's a very good question and answer you just self-answered there. That's great.
Yes, I think so.
What about your boyfriend? What if I put your boyfriend as my next guest?
He actually, when I told him that I was coming on
that you're
to
coming
your podcast,
on the show, yeah.
Onto your show, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me if he could join.
Ah.
Cool. So he is very, very willing to be a guest.
I actually wouldn't have minded that. I actually thought about that. And then I thought, this is going to go on air to, you know, all over the world. You know, how this is being broadcast in over 200 countries in different languages. And I was just worried.
So I think if you do invite him, he will be very happily guest.
Obliged, yes, of course. And I, for one, think that he's actually going to hijack the show. And he's probably going to gain more followers and fans than I will. That's the thing I'm worried about, but we'll digress. Oh, actually, a quick one. Who's your favorite artist? I didn't ask you.
Artist as a music artist or
as in
generally?
Like artist, painter? Artist. Like, yes, like arty artist.
Arty artist. You're gonna get so much shit for that.
Bring it on, bitch. Bring on the abuse. Yeah, like those, you know, those painty things, you know? The drawings that those old French guys used to draw, you know?
Yeah. So my favorite artist right now is Egon Schiele.
Ah, Chile.
Chile. He's Australian. Austrian.
He's Austrian.
Yeah.
Oh, Schiele.
Schiele.
Okay.
He was. So I was a big fan of Gustav Klimt.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
who
the
also
Kiss.
An Austrian artist.
Yes, you've been to Vienna. I've been to Vienna as well. Is that big museum, right, where they have?
Did you go to the Belvedere?
I did. Of course, I did. Went to see
the
all.
Belvedere Museum is just fantastic. And Egon Schiele, actually, there's a lot of galleries that dedicate his work as well.
Mm.
And he was a protege of Gustav Klimt.
Ah, I see.
Yes, I mean their style of artwork is very different. Igor Schiele focuses more on the lines, you know, fine line drawings, and he's less explorative of colors.
Ah,
so he doesn't have a lot of a wide range of colors in his artworks, whereas Gustav Klimt does.
Okay.
But yes, he is at the moment my favorite artist.
Okay. Well, we'll be sure to check out some of his best work. I'm sure he's available in museums everywhere.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll leave you with this. I know you're a person who enjoys going on holidays. You've been to a lot of places mm-hmm. in most of the continents. And what if you could, or the favorite holiday destination you've been to?
This is a very difficult question for me. All of the destinations that I've been to have left a mark or some kind of impression on me that I can't ever forget. But I mean, I've got to say, my trip to South America has just been phenomenal.
How long did you go for?
I travelled for 2 months. I travelled from Argentina through Chile to Bolivia and then ended up in Peru.
Wow, that's a big cocaine route right there. That's a big travel route right there. Nice.
It was absolutely beautiful. The scenery, the void that you see.
Yeah.
Is something that it's so different to what you imagine. You can't even imagine without seeing it first. My favorite place was Bolivia.
Okay.
Because it was just, I mean, it's a third world country.
Yeah.
It's very rough actually down there. A lot of people, you still have a lot of natives living there in Bolivia. And, you know, like the infrastructure's not very well done, etc. But, yeah, you still have these deserts and just lands and lands of scenery that are so beautiful.
This is like the whole of Bolivia, like...
I mean, we travelled from south to north.
Okay.
But obviously I haven't seen all the nooks and crannies of the country.
Yeah.
But I mean, we visited the Salt Lake Flats.
That looked beautiful, by the way.
I would recommend everyone on this planet to go and visit there.
That sounds wonderful. I've obviously been to a lot of great places, like South America. What's going to be your next destination or your ideal destination?
There is a trip that I do want to do before I get too old. And I would like to do a road trip in Africa.
A road trip in Africa?
Yes.
That is next level, right?
Yes. It's going to be a lot of... It's not going to be, you know, easy.
It's not going to be plain sailing, that's for sure.
Of course, yeah. Of course. But it's still something that I just do want to check off my list. I've heard it's beautiful. I've seen travel programs where people have gone and did road trips. I see people on these programs where a female on her own would be traveling in Africa. And I just think, why not, you know?
Yeah, why not?
The possibilities are there, so why not?
Yeah, why the hell not, you know?
That doesn't mean I want to go there by myself, obviously.
I think you should. I think you should. The trip to Africa, that is the next step in your voyage. Yes. We're going up to 50 minutes now.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be a lot of post-production that I didn't want to do. That needs to be done, I suppose. We're gonna cut out a few bits. We're gonna leave in the boyfriend bits and all the
all the divorce bits. Take out the disabled bits.
All the culturally sensitive bits will be left on at your expense. Okay, I'm gonna stop asking questions. Any political messages you wanna leave?
I thought you were going to start asking questions. You were going to stop.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, that's it. Okay,
this is your last question.
So this is going to be my final question for each guest that comes out on the show. And I'm going to ask you what your favorite song of all time is. I'm going to end the podcast with that song for your enjoyment. So yeah, please do tell us your absolute go-to number one song.
I don't want to disappoint all the Hamilton fans out there, but today is not the day that I'm going to ask for Hamilton, but
I think I know.
What do you think it is?
It's the Greatest Showman, isn't it?
No, it's not, actually.
Oh, is it not? Okay.
It's not a film song that I'm going to ask for. I mean, I've got a lot of favourite songs and there's a lot of go-to songs for me.
Yeah.
But there is this one time song that I just enjoy and just makes me happy whenever I hear the intro.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to put it on, Ray.
Okay.
It's called September by Earth, Wind and Fire.
Are you serious? Are you actually serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're... You know, I actually thought of this song as my intro song, you know, for my podcast.
Oh, really?
I can't do that now that this is the outro song.
But you can do it from the second. You can say, oh, I love this song so much that I use it as my intro song.
That's not the same. It's not the same. But anyway, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem, Ray. Thank you for having me.
Fly over there soon. I'll catch you on, catch you this Saturday.
Great. Let's have bagels and Americanos.
Yes. Awesome. And,
I can't wait.
We'll fade out with Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.